Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells the New York Times the outcome of the presidential race might have been different if Vice President Harris had to first compete for the nomination.
Had the president gotten out sooner, there may have been other candidates in the race. Kamala, I think, still would have won, but she may have been stronger having taken her case to the public sooner.
BBC's James Waterhouse reports from Kyiv that Russia launched drone attacks over Ukraine overnight.
Last night was a record. More than 145 were reportedly.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, a busy week one for the Wisconsin Badgers as they take on Appalachian State out of the Sun Belt Conference, a 27-win team a year ago, but a much different cast of characters from last season to this, but still an interesting matchup as we bring in Brian Butch. A Sunday morning, you got that wake-up call, you were in college, a Sunday 11 a.m. game. How tough was that for you?
Well, number one, the game was fine. Two prop was the couple days leading up to it. Bo would have us up at 5 a.m. every, okay, we're going to do this different. It's a morning game. You got to get ready. Now, there is something about getting your body right. And I think as college kids, the ability to play 11 o'clock games, it is a little bit tougher. But I think one of those things that you take for granted is these kids, this team, it's a bunch of good kids. They understand what needs to happen to have the success.
And as a college player now that any day, any time is fair game. 11 a.m. today. The next game will be Friday night at 8 o'clock. Badgers and the Mountaineers out of the Sun Belt Conference, about an hour away from the opening tip. We'll, of course, hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll take a look around the Big Ten. Up next, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
We are rolling with our Badgers pregame show, Wisconsin and Appalachian State here today, joined as always by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. And I guess, Jesse, we kind of pick up where we left off. There are other guys we can get to here in a minute, Max Klesmit specifically, but Kamari McGee, once again, not starting, but starters minutes, about 28 minutes each of the first two games. And again, just there's the energy, there's the production too, the 11 points, which matches his high as a Badger, but just, not a ton of mistakes, no turnovers, and just does a little bit of a lot for this team right now.
What a spark plug Kamari has been. Obviously, Greg saw something in him this preseason to feel like he was the best of the three-point guard options, and obviously he's coming off the bench, but giving him a little bit of everything, as you said, Matt, 11 points, 3 assists, no turnovers, and getting 28 minutes, and it feels like this is what the formula is going to be for the Badgers here when they figure out their rotational pieces. Kamari is the sixth man.
This season is just starting, but, fans have watched this team in the exhibition in the first game, and they were both pretty quiet. For Max Klesmit, it wasn't so quiet on Thursday night to see him hit 6 threes and even chat with him briefly, 11 three-point shots. I mean, that we saw last year in particular what he's capable of doing. He can just go off as he did against Marquette and at Ohio State versus Indiana. It was good. I know, again, it was game two, but just to see him get going again, that's the Max Klesmit that a lot of folks saw a year ago, wasn't it?
Absolutely. He's shown on multiple occasions that he's capable of this. And for Max, I think it was more early this season, trying to get back into a rhythm after battling a preseason injury that hampered him a bit. I know it took a little while to get going, and they were trying to work him in. And when you're a shooter, you need reps, you need high volume reps, and you need him at game speed. And so the more opportunities that he gets, I don't know that you can expect 6 threes, but certainly you expect more than a 1-for-7 three-point shooting performance that he had in the opener. And when you get Max rolling like that, this team is awfully difficult to stop.
Yeah, and a team that gets to the free throw line again, John Tajay, 8 out of 9. This team's 36 out of 37. It's one thing to get there. It's another to convert. That's not a bad pace to be able to knock him down when you get there. That's huge.
It certainly isn't. Do you think John is kicking himself for being the only guy that has one missed free throw? Probably not since he's 16 for 17. I think that will suffice. But look, if you're going to get to the line that much and capitalize, I think of one of the things that Bo Ryan used to say about making more free throws than the other team attempts. Well, Montana State only attempted 10. So if Wisconsin's going to make 20 out of 21, that's a pretty darn good formula for success.
It seemed another formula of success. We talked with Greg Gard a little bit after the game on Thursday night, too. For the game, Montana State was 12 of 26 from three. It shoots a lot of threes. That's what it did last year, but only 9 attempts in the second half. It's a big part of what Wisconsin tries to do defensively. I know Greg has mentioned, the percentage, 5 out of 9, that's high, but just the 9 attempts, they've been at their best. They've been pretty good, haven't they, at running opponents off the line?
That's exactly right. That's critical. One of the things Wisconsin wants to do defensively is force a team into taking mid-range jump shots. I mean, that's really the worst shot in basketball. And it's conversely the same thing Wisconsin is trying to not do offensively, are the 12 to 18 foot shots. So if they can put a team in a position where they have to take that, not get to the rim, but can't get open three-point looks, I think Wisconsin will be in a very good position.
This will be another interesting game today, just looking at App State's first couple of games. The turnover was severe from a team that won the Sun Belt regular season title last year. The 7 players went into the portal. They've got the D1 transfers, junior college transfers, and freshmen. But taking a look at them, again, really athletic. And as Greg Gard told us after the game, he mentioned to his team, this team comes from the same league as another team in that league that punked Wisconsin basically in the NCAA tournament. So again, fans may not know much about App State, but this could be kind of interesting today.
All you have to do are mention the two words James and Madison together, and I think that will get the players' attention, certainly. And this is a good opportunity for the Badgers because you think about it, yes, if they play well, they'll feel good about themselves, they'll be 3-0, and I know they've got a game today, but you look ahead and Arizona is out there looming on Friday. And so you can feel good about yourself, get a few days rest and put yourself in a really good position for the first real true measure of where this program is at early in the season.
All right. He is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Visit them once again Friday before the game against Arizona. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th. Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Our Badger pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Appalachian State this morning at the Kohl Center. Joined now by Patrick Herb, courtside. We have the luxury of looking ahead. This will be an interesting game here today against the Mountaineers, but I want to talk about Friday. It was Arizona comes to town, 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center, but it's extra special beyond the game itself, as some familiar names and faces will be back here, right?
Yeah, this is a game we circled quite a while ago to be able to recognize the 10-year anniversary of the 2014 and 2015 Final Four teams, both of them. And there's a lot of attention put on the 2015 team because of it was the back-to-back. But there are a handful of players, the Ben Bruss and Evan Andersons and Zach Rohannons, that played on that 14 team that will be a part of this recognition as well, celebrating that 10 years. And so it's no coincidence that we're doing this the day of the Arizona game. Arizona obviously has a pretty big part of the legacy of these teams, in that Wisconsin beat Arizona in the Elite Eight in back-to-back years. And so while none of the players on Arizona its current team have anything to do with that? Their fan base, the Wisconsin still sticks in their craw, and I think we learned that last year.
Saw that, yeah. We heard that. We saw it, but we heard it.
Yeah, and Arizona got a little payback, but nothing close to winning two Elite Eight games in back-to-back. So, yeah, so we're going to have it'll be a great weekend, and pairing it with the Oregon football game, too. Just huge weekend, huge spotlight on Madison and Wisconsin Athletics that weekend. And so on the Friday night Arizona game, we're going to welcome back a lot of the guys from those teams. And while not giving away exactly who's coming, it's a pretty good list. I've seen it, and it's a lot of the recognizable faces and names that we really grew to love. That team was special in not only what they achieved on the court. Clearly, that's once in a generation for this program, for any program, doing what they did. But they had such an endearing way about them that I think people latched on to the personalities of that team more so than maybe any we've seen around here. And I would even take it globally that nationally, that team became kind of a darling in college basketball for fans. If your team was out, you kind of latched on to Wisconsin. And nobody likes Kentucky and Duke, so I think that was another reason was people were ready to jump on Wisconsin's bandwagon. But I remember talking to like guys like Mike DeCourcy and Jim Nance and some of these national broadcasters that covered that team and national journalists, and they referenced that too, how that team was different than any that they got to cover. And the fact that they were the self-aware goofballs was made them kind of fun to cover, fun to follow, and endearing.
It was the rare team, too, and then, you know, Butchie, you guys experienced this in 08 because you were very highly regarded that year after, you know, for the year removed from a 30-win team, and you guys paid that off by winning the Big Ten regular season and tournament championship. And, Patrick, that the 14-15 team, they didn't sneak up on anybody because of what had happened the previous year. Frank was coming back. They had all these, you know, they lose Ben Brust, you know, a very prolific scorer in Zebo. But most of the core of the team returned. Wisconsin has prided itself on being the underdog. They weren't that year, but they lived up to the billing and then some.
I think that's the biggest thing you talk about, right? Even though the first year, maybe. The second year, everybody's coming for you. And I think that's why people loved them, is not only did they got to learn about them the first year, and they got to slowly pay attention. And then the second year came, and it was like, they're everywhere. And now I know this guy from last year. Oh, I like this team now. I think that's a huge part of that buildup, too.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, they were preseason top five going into that 15 season. Frank Kaminsky was the number one team number one player in the country going into that. And I remember he hated that, actually. I remember specifically telling him, hey, ESPN put you as the number one player in the nation going into this. He goes, why? Why? Why would they do that? Whether it was pressure or attention, he was not interested in that.
Well, but somebody who could burst his bubble with all of that will also be in attendance, the head coach.
That's
he kept everybody in line.
Yeah, that's the second part of what Friday night is going to be about, and that's just as special. But both of those pieces deserve their own recognition, so I'm glad that we're going to kind of do it that way, that pregame, we're going to be really celebrating the 10-year anniversary of those teams, those players. There's a pregame hospitality reception for them that they'll be a part of, and then Bo Ryan will have his name risen into the rafters of the Kohl Center at halftime at a special ceremony. And we're going to give him a microphone, so we'll have to see what he says. Somebody's going to be on a quick timer on this, say, like, hey, coach, you got this much time. No, I joke. He did a fabulous job.
You're not joking. No. You're not joking.
I will say this. In a press conference, all bets are off.
Correct.
But if you give him a shot clock.
Yes.
You know, even locally, the TV stuff.
He's been known to use a full shot clock.
And I would say.
But he's going to be done in time.
I love watching Doug Collins play, coach. He was kind of a delay of game. Bo was on point, and his speech in Springfield was just terrific.
It was, and he was very selfless and humble and gave credit to the managers and the players and the coaches and the fans and the alumni and the donors. It was a terrific speech, and I'm certain that Friday's halftime will be something similar, and he's going to put it, and his name's going to be up where it belongs, up next to some of the other titans of this program. And if you stack up what he did, I was so grateful that he got in the Hall of Fame this year, because it was a no-brainer in my opinion. I had thought the work that he did at Platteville alone deserved making in the Naismith, like four national championships. That doesn't happen anywhere. And then you add on being one of the best coaches that this Big Ten has ever seen, And I think either one of those resumes alone would have done it. So it's going to be awesome to see all these guys back. It's going to be great to see Bo Ryan get his flowers, have this arena packed. Hopefully the team can answer and have a great game against Arizona. And then the next day against Oregon, when the football team plays number one team in the country, we're going to recognize the 10-year anniversary of that reunion as well. And so those guys who are back are going to be down on the field, introduced, and kind of give them a moment in front of 75,000 also to just kind of celebrate the whole weekend of greatness of that team.
Yeah, big, big week ahead. Be a lot of fun. Appreciate your time, Patrick.
Absolutely.
Right, Patrick Kirby, that is tonight or today. This morning. What are we doing? This is morning, right? 10:20 in the morning. That is our Badger Spotlight. Our notebook is up next as pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Badger Notebook as Butchie rejoins us. Brian, I think some of the numbers, Greg Gard mentioned it after the game, some of the post-game analytics, confirming what you were seeing and pointing out in the game against Montana State, and not the least of which was the Badgers' ability to get something done when they could turn it up a little bit, right? Get out in the open floor, some transition buckets. It's easier said than done, but when they were able to do that, they were able to get some production offensively, weren't they?
Well, and it starts, you just talk about transition buckets, but there's a couple of ways to score, and we've talked a lot about it so far, but three-point line and getting to the rim. Well, transition gives you the best chance for those opportunities. Transition, get to the rim easily, and then transition threes, and we saw that happen with Wisconsin a little bit. It spaced that floor out, and now all of a sudden the offense has more pace. You can do a lot of different things with it. So I like where this team is trending. Because of that, obviously, you talk about the new guys you're putting in, but you still have got Max. You still got Big Steve. Like, you still have guys, you have John, that understand what you're trying to accomplish and how you're trying to go about it.
You know, free throw shooting is generally talked about the most by fans when their team is struggling. But this, it's two games, I get it, but they're 36 out of 37 at the foul. And last year, they made a significant jump from the year before. There's technique. There's just having guys who are good at the free throw line. But how much of this is a mental thing, you think, positively right now, but in years where you might struggle, where the misses can become contagious?
90% of it. Now, sometimes a guy's form is just terrible, and he's a bad shooter in general, no matter what you do. But it's also understanding that, like, we're good free throw shooting team. We want to get there. We're going to take advantage of the free throw line. That's a strength. Like, when that's preached over and over again, when you're not hitting a couple shots, when you're struggling, you understand, okay, we have to get to the free throw line. That's one of those things we do well. And I think that's, again, preached so many different times. It was preached under Bo. It's preached under Greg right now. Is a strength of ours is getting to the free throw line. A strength of ours is making sure we touch the post and play through the post. And those are things that are constantly said.
One question that was asked to me a few days ago was about, you know, Stevie trying to get him going, and you know, Nolan had a good first game, and I suggested, and your opinion is going to mean a lot more. I suggested that some of this was the nature of the opponent.
There's
smaller,
no question.
I mean, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, when you look at Steve right now, he's averaging 6.5 points and 6 rebounds. Tough matchups. Mm-hmm. As a big, I always would rather play against a 6'10", 6'11 player, 7-footer, than playing against a 6'5 guy with wide hips. Because it just was so awkward. The big wide hips at 6'5", they were lower gravity-wise. And so center of balance. So as a big, you're trying to post up. You're trying to do these things. And there's this little guy, and I say 6'5 little, but you know what I mean? Like, there's this guy that's working around you and playing your hips and quicker with their hips. Because you want your hips to be on the right angle. Now, if you're playing against a guy that's 6'5", that's quicker feet, now all of a sudden he's able to slide. It makes it more difficult for you to get the angles that you want to get. That's why I look at this matchup for Big Steve as far as one that he's finally excited to play with a little bit of a guy. He's going to go up against, you know, three different bigs they're going to rotate through, but they all have height. Now they're athletes, so you got to get into your body, but this is where Steve can use his height against their height, and he can use his strength against a guy that wants to be a little bit more of an athlete where he can jump a little bit. That's where he can lean on a guy so they don't jump as much. So looking forward to seeing Steve have a really good one today.
Final thought, Appalachian State, it's a severe turnover on the roster last year. They had some roster retention. They were really good in that area for a few years, and then last year it changed. They got raided. But yet there seems to be a culture in place here, and just watching these first couple games with App State, going, okay, bunch of new guys, but it seems like they could be pretty good fits for them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a physical team that's going to guard man-to-man. They're going to press a little bit. They're going to get into you. They're going to show you a 1-3-1, okay, or a 2-3, excuse me, occasionally. But their foundation defensively is pretty similar to what Wisconsin does. It has pack line defense type, you know, hey, we've got our principles we're going to follow. And then offensively, they're going to look to push and get out and run a little bit more than the Holy Cross and Montana State. So it a different matchup for this team. And I know the coaching staff is excited to see it. I think the players are excited to see it, too. Just a different look.
All right, looking forward to it. 11:01 is your tip time here at the Kohl Center. Stay with us. Much more to come as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock supplied.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, Game 3 for the Badgers. They've won their first two. They host Appalachian State here this morning. The Mountaineers one up and one down. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. This is one you're looking forward to. Again, another team that fans may not know much about. They've had a lot of turnover with their roster, but you've been impressed with what you've seen on video, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you look at this team, a more athletic team than what this Badger team has seen so far this year. But Dustin Kearns can coach. When you look at what he's done, he's got 98 career wins, but what coming off of a 27-win season last year, like this team beat James Madison twice. Like, so they know how to play the game. Now, the roster is completely turned, so how do you implement the system that you want to play? But when it starts on the defensive end, which it does with Appalachian State, you can build from there.
All right.
So offensively, just make sure you don't let them get going early on.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Tip time, 1/2 hour away. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR Radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot-Around.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Go back to the last game against Montana State. 2 games into the season here, but is it fair to say right now your guys
have an ability to not freak out. If it's a tight game for a time, into a little bit into the second half, there's a maturity to this team that has been kind of impressive here so far.
Yeah, I think, and the other thing, Matt, is that they've learned the game as the game has gone on. We talk about that all the time, of being a student of the game and improve as possessions unfold. And I think we get more and more comfortable with each other on the floor. I think that's a big part of it, and understanding what it takes, and learning the opponent too. You know, we went through the other night with no film, so we're trying to figure it out on the fly a little bit. But it's, you're going to see that. I watch scores around the country, and you see a lot of tight games, regardless of who it is against. It doesn't matter. I think there's just a lot of parity, and everybody's so early in the year trying to figure out their own team, let alone try to stop the other.
We mentioned this. You brought it up after the game on Thursday, that the Montana State shoots a lot of threes. We know that. They shoot it at a high percentage, but only 9 attempts in the second half. Those bears repeating for fans coming to the game, driving in, that one of the hallmarks that you guys have had defensively is limiting attempts in the second half. That was a big story.
It was. You know, we still made a couple mistakes. We gave up 2 same-side help threes in the second half, 1 in the first half, which is, you know, by one of the cardinal sins that you don't do. You know, so there were 6 of their threes that they made that were on our undoing, so to speak. 3 that we came off the same side, and 3 we were under screen. So we gotta clean up those controllable mistakes. And if guys hit tough threes and tough shots over the top of you, then they got to do that over 40 minutes. But we've got to clean up some of the things we can control.
And the way basketball is, too, it's a lot of threes, and then you get to the rim as much as you can, plus the free throw line. That was a pretty good combination.
It was. You know, to have 75 of our 79 either at the rim, foul line, or from 3, I mean, that analytically, that's what you want. That'll bode well over the course of the season if you can continue to repeat that and minimize the mid-range. And obviously, conversely, defensively, you're trying to take away threes in the rim and make people take mid-range. So it's not complicated. It's just a matter of getting it done.
I go into my old man mode about analytics and what your eyes see and all that, but there's no denying that this has really helped, right? Not just the Badgers, but everybody, in understanding the game and ways to be more productive. Yeah.
It is, you know, and I think you have to put, given today's nature of you know, transient rosters, and you have to snap together something, there's going to be changes probably every year. So how fast and how much more information can you give your team and help your team realize what's going to make them the best? And obviously, as the game transcends and changes and evolves, we've tried to do the same thing, both on the court, analytically, every resource we can pull in to try to help our guys, we do.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's game as the Badgers host Appalachian State. Pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time?
That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
In the game of life, every moment counts, every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Badger fans, the final home matchup at Camp Randall Stadium is just around the corner, and it's a big one. This Black Friday, Badger football takes on Minnesota in a battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Great tickets remain for the border battle matchup, but they're going fast. Don't miss out on your chance to be in the stands. Secure your seats for November 29th. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't wait. Get your spot today.
It's the Badgers and Appalachian State, a team that won 26 games last year. Big turnover with their roster. Some returning guys who are very productive. But again, I mean, you could get some video on these guys, but there's still a fair amount of unknown. Is that fair?
There is. You know, they've only played two games. So much like us, one was very competitive against Miami of Ohio. The other one wasn't. So it was so many new guys other than Tate and Huntley. I think they're still trying to figure it out too. But, you know, Dustin's done a really good job there. They were really good last year. I watched them, you know, two, three times as we were prepping for our NCAA tournament opponent who's out of the same league in James Madison. But, you know, just playing a little different this year, still really paint-oriented. Last year they led the country in block shots. I think that's some of the MO. They are pretty big up front. So it'll be one of those, again, learn-as-we-go games because of the small sample size that we've had on a lot of the new guys on the roster.
You mentioned a little bigger up front. So that's, again, with guys like, you know, Stevie and Nolan, the first two opponents, it was kind of tricky because they were smaller. This one a little bit more.
Yeah, this one is a little more, you know, two true post players together at times. And they all, for the most part, shoot threes. Maybe not what we've seen the last couple games with really mobile fours that are sliding out, creating confusion on screens. But this will challenge us in different ways.
Defensively, too, they've taken pride in that and not given up a ton here in recent years. They'll get after you. They'll do a little bit of full court stuff, too.
They will. They'll run and jump a little bit and extend some pressure and do some different things in the half court with some zone. Again, all trying to funnel you to a couple of the shot blockers they have inside. And, you know, we got to make sure we're making good decisions as we break pressure up the floor. And then once we get in the paint, you know, making the best decision there with playing off 2 feet and kicking it if the rim's covered up and trying to draw fouls, too, with guys that are leaving their feet.
All right, this Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll take a check out of the Big Ten from yesterday, presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Victory deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin and Appalachian State this morning at the Kohl Center. Time now for our Big Ten report. Some fairly close games across the league last night. The four teams in action. Minnesota getting 24 points from Dawson Garcia en route to a 68-64 win against Omaha. Northwestern and Dayton. Flyers scored 47 points in the second half of that game to knock off Northwestern. Nick Martinelli had quite a night, and unfortunately for the rest of his team, they didn't pick him up enough. 32-14, though, for Martinelli in that game.
Well, and the big thing was no Barnheiser there. Yep. He hasn't played the first two games for Northwestern, but Northwestern played a really good first half. They actually watched a good amount of that game, and I think Northwestern's still going to be pretty good when you look at it, but bad second half for them defensively. They just had too many lapses.
Nebraska got away with a bad shooting night to beat Bethune, 63-58. The Huskers just 34% for the field, 4-22 from three. Connor Sejan's coming off the bench for them. He played 14 minutes last night, did score 8 points. But that's another one of those teams with Fred Hoiberg that you think can be a pretty tough out.
Yeah, I do. I'm intrigued. Let's put it that way. So I thought for sure Connor and Gavin Griffiths would, the transfer from Rutgers, who was so highly touted as a player. Both those guys are still coming off the bench, which is interesting. Yeah. That's how I'll put it right now.
Yeah, early
in the season.
Worth tracking.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Nevada with a win over Washington last night, a 10-point run late. Great Osabor, one of the very highly touted and I think highly compensated transfers. Very quiet night for him, 3 points, 9 rebounds. Again, it's early. It's week one. We tend to overreact no matter when, but especially early in the season. But this is a guy let's just say the expectations are sky high.
There's 30 games and reportedly $2 million to go there. That's not a good payoff, but it is early. We'll get in that conversation as the season goes along.
There's a lot of long-form stuff we can get into there, right?
So. Yes. But needs to play better right now.
All right, that is your Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's matchup as the Badgers host Appalachian State. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Appalachian State here today. And time now for Butchie's Keys to the Game. What you have?
I think when you look at this team first for App State, they want to get out, they want to run, they want to push the pace. You're going to see a lot of DHOs, a lot of pistol actions, which are quick-hitting plays that Wisconsin has to be ready for. But it starts in transition. Don't let them get going early and often. Don't let them build any confidence. So get back, build that wall. Make sure they see five bodies back. If you do that, that's a great start early on. Rebound at a high level. That's something where this team has gotten better after the first two games. Now they need to take it to a next level. Keep App State off of the offense rebounds. And some taller players are going to play this game. And then the last thing, really, offensively, they've done a good job of getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line. I would still like to see some better ball movement. See if App State, they're going to be aggressive defensively. They're long. They're athletic. They're going to get in passing lanes. They're going to do different things. How do you counter that? You move the ball. You get them to move defensively. And do they want to guard for the full 30? They don't. So make sure you move that ball enough. You're going to get whatever shot you want if you take time.
All right, fair enough. Those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Oh, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.5 WFHR and the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody good to go. If you'll recall last week and the opener, Cameron Hunter had to miss the game. He was battling the flu. He was back in uniform on Thursday night, slowly but surely getting back to full strength. Everybody else up and running and good to go. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For Appalachian State, Dustin Kearns at year number 6, 98 wins as the coach of the Mountaineers, guided his team to a 27-7 record a year ago, the regular season champs in the Sun Belt Conference. His starting five up front, C.J. Huntley, 6'11 grad student out of Huntersville, South Carolina. In this transfer era, he has been a Mountaineer all along, averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds through these early days of the season. Jahlil Bobrun, who was hurt 6 minutes into their season opener, missed game 2, back in the lineup here today, 6'9 senior from Miramar, Florida. Miles Tate, a 6 foot fifth year senior out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, averaging 12 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3 assists so far. Jameel Mutalib is a 6'6 junior from Houston, Texas, 6 points and 4 rebounds. And Jackson Threadgill rounds out the starting 5, 6'6 grad student from Concord, North Carolina, 7.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. For the Wisconsin Badgers, Greg Gard, year number 10, ninth full year as the head coach of the Badgers, 188 wins through the course of his time as the head guy, and his starting five, the same as we've seen in the first two games. You've got Nolan Winter, the 6'11 sophomore from Lakeville, Minnesota, 10.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot grad student from Eagan, Minnesota, 6.5 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists per contest. John Tanjay, 6'5 grad student from North Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 18 a game. He's 16 of 17 at the free throw line here so far. Max Klesman, 6'4 senior from Nina, coming off the 26-point night against Montana State. John Blackwell rounds out the starting five, 6'4 sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, at 13 points and 6 rebounds against Montana State a few nights ago. First ever meeting between these two programs, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Appalachian State Mountaineers. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klesman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Morning from the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Cameron Staley at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. The Badgers 2-0 wins against Holy Cross and Montana State, taking on Appalachian State out of the Sun Belt Conference. Lost their season opener to Miami of Ohio and then came back a few days later and knocked off St. Andrews, an NAIA opponent. They were a 27-17 last year, 16-2 in the Sun Belt Conference, regular season champs in that league. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers and the Mountaineers, game three for both teams as Wisconsin now getting into week two of the season. Up next will be Arizona on Friday night. So far, so good, Butchie. They've had to work for it. They've played teams a little smaller the first two times out. Not so much the case here today, though, is it?
No, you're going to have some athletes that are also tall. So how do you and we talked earlier about this during the pregame show, but I think this is a game for Steve. Big Steve to get going a little bit, only averaging 6.5 points, 6 rebounds. Look for him to get early touches in the post to get him going. Just because, again, playing against 6'5 guys versus playing against 6'11 guys, it all comes to about playing off of the hips. And when you get that 6'5 guy on the side, it's tough to move. You get a 6'11 guy versus 6'11, now all of a sudden it becomes more about angles and different things. And I expect him to get going early and often today.
This is, we talk about Wisconsin and any number of teams that have been affected by the transfer portal that really hit Appalachian State. They had had some stability in the early years of this era that we're in, but last year they were so good. What happens when